Yes.
We had some up in these trees here.
How about different kinds of snakes?
Well, just mostly water snakes and rattlesnakes.
Mm-hmm. Are there any different kinds of rattlesnakes, or are they basically all about the same?
They were just rattlesnakes.
Mm-hmm. Well, dangerous.
Yes.
That's all you needed to know, huh?
But water snakes were not dangerous.
Okay. How about different types of fish?
Oh, trout and suckers mostly.
Did you eat much fish at all when you were young?
Not too much. My father wasn't much of a fisherman. My brother did, but that would be later on.
How about another name for a toad?
Probably frog, tadpole.
Would there be a difference for you between a frog and a toad and a bullfrog, or they all about the same?
No, they're probably all either toads or frogs.
Okay. How about, what would you call different types of seafood? Not clams.
Oysters.
Oysters. Mm-hmm. And how about the other type that has a tail?
A shrimp.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think you get much of those around here, too.
No. But we did have a lot of oysters.
Did you?
Bought the canned oysters. Made oyster stew out of them.
Ooh.
They used to have parties where that's what they would serve, oyster stew and crackers. After a sleigh ride or something, they would have oyster stew.
I never would have thought about that. Okay, how about types of weather? Would you have a difference between what you would call, say, a storm in the summer and a storm in the winter?
Well, I suppose in the winter it'd be more of a blizzard. In the summer it would be a storm or cloudburst or probably heavy rain, but cloudbursts mostly in the summer. And they got real violent storms, blizzards in the winter.
Okay. How about the big white things up in the sky?
Clouds? They were all clouds.
How about when it's kind of misty and cloudy everywhere?
Foggy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have any other terms for that at all?
I don't think so. Just be fog or mist, maybe.
Have you ever heard of Chinook?
Yes, but we didn't have them around here.
Okay. What would?
But I mean, that wouldn't be a term that we would use here.
Okay.
It would be your Chinook would be more of your northern storms. Mm-hmm.
How about a blue northerner?
No, I don't think I ever heard that term. That again is more of your a northern term. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about when it's really cold and you say it is above or below
zero?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you have what you would call a hard freeze, or
yes,
what would that mean?
That would be where it was terribly, terribly cold. Everything froze really hard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about for different kinds of snow?
Well, yes, I guess there would be a hard snow. You might say it was snowing hard. Or a soft snow where it just came down gently.
Okay. Would it make any difference if the snow was like dry or if it was in big flakes? Would there be any different names, or is it?
Well, I think you would just refer to it as big flakes of snow or maybe a drizzle.
Okay.
Type of thing.
How about, would you have any different terms for thin ice?
No, I think you just probably call it thin ice.
Okay. And how about when, after it's been cold and it gets warmed up?
Thaw.
Mm-hmm. Would you have any different names for different types of wind storms?
Well, there again, you'd have a blizzard or a